Well, the 45th anniversary of the very first Donegal Sports Star Awards will be marked tomorrow night, because the very first ones were on in November of 1976. It was November the 26th, 1976. They were in the Milford Inn. Well, tomorrow night's awards won't be in the Milford Inn, because they will be held virtually, like so many other things that are happening at the moment. And they will be online. Over 1,100 people, and this is individuals and teams, have been honoured down through the years, because it's the biggest sporting social event in Donegal. So the virtual show is streamed from 7:30 tomorrow evening. And media officer with the Donegal Sports Star Awards, Declan Kerr, joins us on the line. Now, Declan, you know, people might think, oh, it's online, well, it'll be easy to organise. But, you know, it brings different challenges, because there's a template in place, I'm sure, for, you know, the physical awards, and they're tried and tested. But to put them all online now, that in itself is a different challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, John. As you say, we have a fairly well trusted template over the last number of years in terms of the formal function, which was in the Milford Inn for a number of years, then the Silver Tassie Hotel and the Mount Errigal in more recent times. And listen, it's a big change, but we knew from September when we decided to go ahead with the Sports Star Awards this year that it would be virtual. It's a new challenge for us. It's been a fairly steep learning curve in terms of getting to grips with it. But like, we have the AVC Audio Visual Company who were with us in terms of doing the functions in the Mount Errigal and that. And their professionalism, their expertise, their advice really has helped us to pull it together, John. And we're looking forward now to tomorrow evening, and hopefully people will enjoy it and tune in online from 7:30 to see the winners for the 2020 awards.
It's a big night in the social calendar here in Donegal, but it's perhaps the biggest night when it comes to, you know, anything of a sporting and social nature, because it's the pinnacle of a sporting career for many. I mean, here in Donegal, you know, you aspire, and there's sports people who are training and playing and striving to win something, and then to get an award at these awards is a great achievement.
Absolutely, John. And the thing about it is, as well as the adult awards, we have the schools awards. And when school primary and school boys and girls won awards, they're there in the same room with people that have won, on the international stage, people like Jason Quigley and Mark English, to name a few. So, you know, it's a great for them to see those people. It's the one night in the year where people from different sports can come together under the one roof, enjoy the awards themselves, but also it's a huge social occasion. Actually, I was just talking to one or two people that go to the awards every year, and the thing that they look forward to is meeting people that they'll only see at the awards once a year, but they look forward to that. So that's a huge part of it. And as I say, the schools have been a huge part of the awards going back to 1977. And it is a huge honour to be even nominated for an award. Yeah. To win an award is extra special, and to be in the same room as some of the top sporting stars, off the year is absolutely fantastic for young people to see and to aspire to then.
Yeah, it's a chance for these young people to rub shoulders with senior figures that they look up to and that are, you know, competing on a national and international stage. So, that's definitely an added element to it. Now, the overall winner is a big category on the night. For the first 2 years, there wasn't an overall winner.
Yeah, I suppose the early stages, I suppose they were just the committee themselves who had that foresight and vision to start the awards in the first place. I think it was just a case of starting, getting up and running first, and the various sporting organisations themselves, soccer, GAA, athletics, hockey, whatever it was, they selected the winner from within their own organisation and then brought that name to the committee then. So I think it just took a couple of years to sort of get on their feet. And then the first overall award came in 1978 when Liam Doherty from Lifford took the overall award. He was the first ever. And then the first female award winner didn't come to 1985 when Dania Hearn from the Fan Valley Club won. So listen, the overall award from 78 has been there from 78. And, you know, that's a huge, huge honour for anybody. To, and we have had some magnificent sports people take that award over the year. The award winner last year was Brenton Boyce. And you had Mark English a couple of years before that, and 2 years in a row. So, and the next, Sinead Jennings, who is the only person who ever won the overall award three times. She is, so she's out in front at the moment. But I mean, it's a great honour to be there in the Mount. As Brenton Boyce said to me, you know, to be there in the Mount Errigal last year, last January, to pick up that award and to be there in front of 600 people and picking it up from a special guest who happened to be Rob Heffernan, the Olympic medalist. So that's the that's the pinnacle of anybody's, you know, career at Donegal, to be, you know, to be honoured on that stage.
And we won't know the winners until tonight, but one thing that we do know is the Hall of Fame inductee.
Yes, just earlier in the month, John, we were delighted to announce that Patsy McGowan, the Finn Harps legend, was to be our next inductee into the Hall of Fame, the 45th inductee. There's been a Hall of Fame winner every year from the start. So it was the late Tom Eaton in 1976 for hockey, and this year it's going to be Patsy McGowan for his services to soccer in Donegal. And I think nobody needs to introduce Patsy McGowan in terms of what he's done for soccer, in terms of bringing Finn Harps into the League of Ireland, and of course the success that he had with them in the early years in Europe, and obviously that 1974 FAA Senior Cup success.
The fact that it's virtual this year, does that mean that, you know, anybody can tune in to watch the awards?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a link out there now on our social media sites and the local media as well. And anybody can come join us on our Facebook page, Donegal Sports Star Awards Facebook page, tomorrow evening, and we'll be streaming it live from 7:30, John.
Okay.
And just to say, John, you know, I suppose it was a big decision for the committee to go ahead with it in the first place, because I suppose people will be wondering, you know, was there enough sport? And as it turns out, there was enough sport. There was plenty of achievements during 2020, despite the lockdown, the early lockdown. But when sport got going sort of in the early summer, nearly all the competitions in the county were finished, be that in soccer or GAA. I think the only one, the only big one that didn't actually get finished was the county senior GAA final between Niamh Connell and Kilcare. But apart from that, all the other sporting competitions finished. So that gave us a good array of sport and a good array of achievements, and we're delighted to recognise those achievements now tomorrow evening.
And how are the winners selected?
We have a judging committee within the Donegal Sports Star Awards, and we have sat down over the last 5 or 6 weeks to look at the winners, the successes of 2020, and I suppose shortlisted them and then picked winners in a different category. It's a different format this year, John. It will be a scaled down in terms of the number of categories to previous years, because obviously there hasn't been a full year's of sport last year. So the committee decides the winners in each category, and so all will be revealed tomorrow evening.
Okay. The 45th anniversary night, Donegal Sports Star Awards, tomorrow evening, and click on any of the links, especially just go to the Donegal Sports Star Awards Facebook page, and you can look in and see how it all unfolds and find out who the winners are. Declan Kerr, wish you the very best of luck with it.
Yes, thanks very much, John. Thanks for having me on.